quid. I think the most important point is looking and seeing how the football's progressing at all levels. You know, what's really encouraging is some of the things which perhaps the masses might not see is how much further we've come on with the academy and the youth setup. And I think that the improvements that we've made there are sort of showing its fruit. We are obviously in the final of the Welsh Cup for the under-19s. We've won the league for the under-19s. And we've got a very, very strong squads of players at all the levels beneath, with them all featuring in the at the tops of their particular year groups. And that obviously bodes very well for the club going forward as we build a team which is continually looking to ensure that we've got younger players coming through our system.
Are you looking forward to Saturday and potentially lifting the title?
Yeah, I look forward to it. I always look forward to important games. I try not to miss many. It'll be good to see a good game. I think obviously we're very close to winning it, but it's not done yet. And what a better way to win it against the team that's going to be the nearest to you on paper, and the only team that now could catch us. Let's hope we do it in style. But ultimately, Airbus is a very, very good side. I think they've done extremely well this season. I think the top half of the league are definitely have improved over the last 2 to 3 seasons.
If we pick up a point on Saturday, it will be the 8th league title, and therefore TNS will become the most successful club in Welsh Premier League history.
Yes, even when I turn back the clock and look at what we set out to do back in 1998, ambition to make the club from Lanson Fryde and later on Oswestry Town to be the dominant team within Welsh football has come off. I mean, obviously, the roadmap that we'd like to see is participation in the group stages of one of the European competitions, and that still is one of the main aims and ambitions of myself and the other directors of the club. So we still have a long, long way to go. We've put many of the building blocks in place. I remember one of my players back in 1998 when we told them that we had the idea of winning the league. He said, "You must be mad." And obviously I keep in contact with him quite regularly, and we have this laugh over the fact that we won the title the following season to him saying it. At the time I didn't dare tell him I had ambitions of playing in the Champions League, because I think they'd have taken me away in a little white coat. But all being well, the club will continue to grow, and it'll continue to improve. Obviously we've made some more improvements, hopefully to the backs team of the club this year, with the appointment of Steve and Scotty in the academy. Seeing great improvement there with the scholarship program. We've seen that come through also at all the year group levels. We've recruited some very, very good coaches to work underneath them. And we've now just looking to recruit a sports scientist to help us with the preparation of all the squads of players, but predominantly to ensure that we get every player that's got extreme talent, we get every little bit of preparation done for the European game, whichever one we feature in this year.